Yeah, it's a very it's very idealistic vision, and it is possible.
Yeah.
And it's possible only if the dictatorship of the greed breaks down, and that comes from the capital cities. The main obstacle for everything is this way of organizing territory, is having a capital city, and the rest of the country where the countryside where it's like two different planets, you know. And so that's the main differences in the world. It's not between the countries, it's between the capital cities and what goes on in the rest of the remote regions. And, you know, capitals are just economical centers who absorb all the rest of the resources and create this kind of disbalance, you know. In reality, I think there is enough resources for everything. It's all a myth that there is not enough resources. There's plenty of resources.
Yeah.
You know, they're just not people usurpate them and build them. They monopolize the resources. In reality, there's plenty for everybody. So if the communities would be very small and personally driven and interconnected, and free trade between the small communities, everything would be a lot closer to the harmony.
Okay.
Now, this is what I describe as a basic anarcho-syndicalist situation. So, it's nothing new, but not many people tried it. And whoever tried it usually get shot in the back or put away somewhere. I don't know why. Seems to be a pretty good way to go.
Yeah.